granchi même payer mes amis. La vie tombée moi pas mené. Na granchi même payer. Tout le monde passé à priver. Granchi même payer mes amis. La vie tombée moi pas mené. Na granchi même payer. Tout le monde passé à priver. Granchi même payer mes amis. La vie tombée moi pas mené.
WMFO. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And the theme tonight is the Coldwave Festival. The new dates for the Coldwave Festival have been announced. Very exciting. It's not until the end of the summer. It's in the fall, but you know, it's never too early. They're only doing a few of them. They're doing a bunch of dates, or three dates in New York City. I think it's the 13th, 14th, and 15th of September. They're actually going out to Chicago, so that's New York, and then Chicago, and then L.A. So there's only three dates for this festival, Coldwave Festival. And the bands featured, the groups featured are quite impressive. And we're going to be playing music from a lot of those bands tonight, and that's the sort of the idea. So the important part to note is that it's not just the huge bands, but a lot of other bands that you... may not know, but would like to hear, and some of the oldies. For instance, Ogre from Skinny Puppy, as well as Chem Lab, Meat Beat Manifesto, Die Krups, Frontline Assembly, C-Tech, which is Jean-Luc Demeyer of Front 242. And then some other groups like Hellbent, the Hellbent Project, which frequent listeners of the show will know that Hellbent, which is 16-volt, Halo Black, members of Thrill Kill Cult, and Chem Lab, of course. That group will be... They actually put out more than one record. I didn't even know this. They put out like two or three. And we'll be playing... tonight, we'll be playing from 001. 0.01. Great title. Just rolls right off the tongue. It's great. And they'll be playing. And I actually corresponded with Brian Black, and he may or may not be playing. So he's going to keep us in suspense. But we know that the rest of Hellbent will be playing. So it's a pretty good lineup, and it's pretty exciting. And the... they're playing in New York City at Irving Plaza, and we're going to play pretty much all of the bands we'll be playing from this evening, including Frontline Assembly. We're going to start off with Epidemic, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford, and that's Cocksure with Severance Package from the Corporate Sting record. I love that. You've got a gothic industrial group like railing against the man, literally railing against corporate entities and big business and businesses that can only think for themselves and don't look out for anybody else. Socially irresponsible business. I love that. And before that, Meat Beat Manifesto, an oldie but goodie, Deviate from the 99% record on the Mute label. Author and Punisher. That was Enter This from the Pressure Mine EP. And then we started the show off with Frontline Assembly, FLA's Epidemic from the Circuitry EP on the Metropolis Records label, which is evidently still around. Former contemporary of Fifth Column Records. They had a lot more staying power. They're a lot more logical in their approach, maybe even businesslike, you might even say. Metropolis still around after all these years. Must be 25, 30 years. So hats off to them and that guy who runs it. I can't remember his name. Anyway, so here are the details on the Cold Waves Festival. I was just kind of babbling before as we were making the exchange-o. It's going to be this September 13th, 14th, and 15th in New York City at Irving Plaza and Gramercy Theater. Then they're out in Chicago at the Metro, of course, and then at the Smart Bar, September 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And then finally in L.A. at September 27th, 28th, and 29th at 1996 and the 16th Street and 16th Street. And that's in L.A. And I think the lineups are basically the same. You've got Ogre and Meatbeat at two of them. No, Meatbeat is only at... So it looks like FLA is in all three. Ogre's headlining all three. Other bands, Dicrops is in there each time, I think. No, they're not playing New York. I don't know. So it's basically the same, more or less. Most of the artists are playing all three dates. Anyway, so that's the deal. It's Ogre, Meatbeat Manifesto, Frontline Assembly, and this next group, C-Tech, which is Jean-Luc Demare of Front 242. Now, loyal listeners of the show will know that Fifth Column Records put out their own C-Tech. Of course, it was Cybertech Project back then. And this is, I guess, the next iteration of that group. And as far as I know, it's the same group. Let's double check that for those of you who are who care. I think it is. Yeah, it's like Mark Keel from Cuban 8. He was on there. And also, no, it was, yeah, and Jed Denton from Cuban 8. Okay, no, so this guy, Jonathan Sharp, he was on from New Mind, this band New Mind. He was on the Cybertech project that we put out in Fifth Column. And he's not on this one, the C-Tech one that was on out on Wax Tracks. But we're going to hear that right now. And the track we're going to hear is Being Nothing from the album Darker, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm not looking for friends. I don't even remember what the word friend could mean. Nothing ever happened to me, for I was never there. I have no memories. I'm not sure I'm alive. And I hear this voice in me. I hear this voice in me. It's the voice of the world that's shouting in my head. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing. You are nothing. Nothing. Thank you.
All right, that's the Black Queen, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. I like that. I like that song, Ice to Never, from the Fever Daydream record. And before that, Acumen Nation, You Deal With This, a classic from them, Territory Equals the Universe. Although when I put it up in the, when I looked it up in the system here, it came up as Territory Means the Universe. But I always thought it was Territory Equals the Universe. You've got that equal sign there. Maybe they had to change the name for some reason. Probably when they changed the band name. Wire Spine before that with Burn You. Very spooky. The cover image is really scary. It's like something out of the ring. Not the wire. Out of the ring. It's like this person with like long, stringy, dark, wet hair and like a very long tunic in like a pond, like kind of wading into the water. And there's a low light. And they're like reaching into the water. It looks very spooky. Like someone's about to rise up and turn around and chase you up the block or something. Anyway, and then C-Tech, Jean-Luc Demire's project, started things off, Being Nothing from the Darker record. That was his first one as when he was known as C-Tech, as opposed to the Cybertech project, as I explained to great lengths earlier. So we are having a Cold Waves Festival show. The dates and the lineup recently announced, I believe it was this past week, 3 gigs, each 3 dates. So I think it's going to be Irving. It's New York City, Irving Plaza, and Gramercy Theater. I don't know which is which. 13th through the 15th. The Metro and the Smart Bar in Chicago, the 22nd through the 23rd. And then in L.A. at like 1990. You know, I can't even read this. 1990 and 16th Street in L.A. I assume that's two places. I think. I don't even know. It's 27th to the 29th. It's L.A. I mean, if you want to fly out there, go ahead. But, I mean, New York City is the date to note since we're a few hours from there. And that's it. You know, what's funny is that the lineup, it says here the lineup will be announced April 3rd. Maybe this is like a pre-lineup announcement. I don't know. Anyway, that's the deal. And one of the big deals for me is that Hellbent is a band that's actually not just a one-off, but they put out 3 records. Fifth Column Records put out one of them, the incredibly titled 0.01 song that I've liked. One of my favorites from this record is Anti-Cool with a great bass line, courtesy of Charles Levi from Thrill Kill Cult. Other members of the band include 16 Volt, Eric Powell, Brian Barton from Halo Black, and, of course, the irrepressible Jared from ChemLab. This is Anti-Cool from 0.01, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.